إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. To continue our series of reminders on goal setting, excellence and so on, I want to share with you a technique, very powerful technique of motivation called visualization. Now visualization, in brief, is a technique where we encourage you and we teach you how to visualize the final stage, the arrived stage. How can you see your success? So whatever goal you set for yourself, visualization is a technique of actually seeing that goal in as much reality as possible. When we teach that, I tell people, I say, can you taste it in your mouth? So if you, for example, one common goal that most people have is to, I must own my own house. I must have my own house. So then we say, now visualize this house. What do you mean house? Where is this house? So you say, no, I want a flat. No, not a flat. Where flat? Which flat? Where do you want this flat? Which place? So we say, I want this flat in road number 9. Which road number 9? Banjara Hills, Hyderabad. Very good. So, which one? Which building? So, every single thing. If you say, my house, so where is this house? Now, when you come to the house, in the front of the house, what do you see? Is there a garden? Is there a gate? Is there a wall? Is there, what is the front elevation? What does the door look like? Is it a two-panel door, single-panel door? Where is the lock on the door? Then you, door opens, you enter the house, what's the first thing you are seeing? What's on the left, what's on the right? The room that you have entered, what does it look like? Where are the lights, where are the fans, where is the air conditioning? Are there any paintings on the walls? Is there a carpet? What kind of carpet? What's the design of the carpet? You get the point I'm making. Every single detail, down to the last point. So it's a technique in imagination, and we call it visualization because you can see it. And the theory is that what the brain can see, the brain can do. What you can see, you can do. So the theory is that if you can visualize it, it will happen. Now, this is not magic. It's not as if the moment you visualize the house, suddenly the house will come out of the ground. No. What happens is that when you visualize, then two things become easy. Number one, the choices that you need to make become easy. Because obviously, if you can visualize this house in complete detail, this is the house you want. And you love it and you want it and you have visualized it in complete detail, then any choice that takes you away from that house, you won't make it. You will, any choice that comes to you will always be aimed at, I must have this house. So one. Number two, to keep you going, to continue the effort, especially because most effort is boring, it is tedious, it is mundane, there's no great excitement happening, there's no, you know, lights and bells. Every morning you have to go get up and every morning you got to go to work or you got to go to school or you got to read some stupid book that you can't make any sense of in the just at least just now. But unless you do that, you will not reach the goal. And usually the problem with people, which people have, is not that they don't want success. There's no one in the world who doesn't want success. Everybody wants success. If you go out in the world and ask somebody, do you want to be a successful person or a failure? Who will say, I want to be a failure? And everybody wants. But the point is, people are not successful. Why? Because they cannot stay through the tedium of the effort that needs to become successful. So they give up. They get bored, they get give up, they say, oh, this is too much. You cannot succeed, obviously. Now, how do you stay through that? This visualization will help you. Because that vision which you are seeing, that picture, keeps you going. Now, see the dalil of this through the Quran and the Sunnah. If you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got us to visualize Jannah or Nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got us to visualize the day of judgment in so much detail, every single detail. If you look at it, surah after surah after surah, ayah after ayah after, so much detail. I mean, if Allah had said, I have created Jannah, and Allah did say this, I have created Jannah and nobody knows what is, فَلَا تَعْلَمُوا مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Allah said, what I have created that is so beautiful, you cannot even imagine. He could have left it at this. No. Specifically, each single detail. مُتَّكِينَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِقَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَّعِينٍ, and so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. And similarly for the fire, for the hellfire. Specific details. Very specific details with regard to the azab of the Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave detail after detail after detail. This is what will happen. Visualization. The Sahaba, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added to this through the wahi ghair matlu, which he used to receive, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to explain to him details. People would come, a man came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, are there date palms in Jannah? Yeah, do we get dates in Jannah? Because they like dates. So do we get dates in Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you get dates in Jannah, and he said, one date will be enough for 70 people. So, mashallah, such a big date, 70 people will be able to eat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the palace, the house of the mu'min in Jannah, he said, it will be made of a single pearl, one pearl, dome. The whole house will be made out of a single pearl. No poles, no pillars, no cantilevers, one single pearl. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be people in Jannah who will have palaces that will float in the air. Mu'allak, float in the air. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, how will we enter that palace? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how does a bird enter the nest? He'll fly up there. Can you imagine? You will fly into your palace. He said the rivers and the streams of Jannah, he said the gravel on the bank of the stream will be diamonds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Suratul Insan, Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned specifically, cups, goblets of silver which are transparent. Ajib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the drink. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. Allah will give. Imagine. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Their Rabb will give them. He will not get somebody else to give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. A pure drink. In goblets of silver which are transparent. The point I'm making is visualization to this extent. And that is why the Sahaba, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, once one of his aqwal, he said that if the Jannah is brought in front of my eyes, literally if I can actually see it, or if the hellfire is brought in front of my eyes, if I can actually see it, he said it will make no difference to my iman. So he said, what do you mean by that? What do you mean it will make no difference to you? He said, because I already, for me it is already as if I see it. Said, we have heard about this from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so many times that for us, if it comes in front of us, it is nothing new. We have seen this already. So the level of iman is so high that it's almost like saying, you know, it can't be higher than this. I mean, I have yaqeen to this complete and total, complete, perfect extent. May Allah give us that. A famous qawl of Anas bin Nadar radiallahu anhu in Uhud, where he came after the you know, this rumor that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had was shaheed, that he had died, and the battle had turned upside down, complete reversal. So the Sahaba were completely dejected, and they were, you know, totally depressed. And Anas bin Nadr radhiyallahu anhu comes and sees some of the Sahaba just there, just sitting there. So he said, "Why are you just sitting here?" They said, "What is the, we just heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died." So he said, "If the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is dead, then you want to live for what? What do you want to live for?" And then he said, "I can smell," see the words. He said, "I can smell the fragrance, the perfume of Jannah from behind this mountain." Uhud. He said, "I can smell the perfume of Jannah." Like this, these are not just allegorical statements. He can actually smell. He said, "I can smell the perfume of Jannah from behind this mountain." He said, I'm going there. Why should I stay here?" And he went, and he attacked the enemy, and he fought, and he died. Shahid fi sabilillah, inshallah. What makes a man do that? Because he can smell the fragrance of Jannah. So visualization as a technique, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us through his teachings in the Sunnah. Because it is so powerful that if we visualize, and that's the reason why all of these ayahs in the Quran, and that's why I keep on saying, talk about these things. Don't just keep them in the Quran and read for sahab. No. In your home, sit, talk to your children. Talk to your family. What do you want in Jannah? Allah did not say that you cannot specify what you want in Jannah. So you say, what do you want in Jannah? So ask the children. What would you like to have in Jannah? Pull Allah's dua. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, give me this. So visualize to bring it, because of these two things. Number one, helps you make the right choices. Now if you have this great visualization of Jannah, you can literally taste Jannah in your mouth. Then in your life you have a choice where somebody is inviting you to do something haram. I say, "Boss, hello. Doesn't work, boss. I don't want to lose that. You know, I'm going to go behind you for this nonsense. No way. Sorry. Goodbye. Salaam alaikum. You come with me, otherwise you take your own path. I'm here, I'm going here. Nobody is going to stop me from this. This is what I have to do." "Oh, but this is difficult, that is difficult." Nothing is difficult, no problem. Nothing is difficult. What is difficult? If you want to do something, what is difficult? Nothing is difficult. So, helps you to make the right choices. And secondly, even more importantly perhaps, helps you to stay on. Because it is endurance in the end which leads to success. Not a one-time effort. Long-term effort. Isbiru wa sabiru. I say, have sabr and have more sabr than the opposition. Endurance. Not a one-time effort. No. Continuous. Until all the others fall by the wayside and you are the only one on the road. Then you succeed. So staying through the effort, dark nights of depression, of, you know, no success in sight, and everyone around you is telling you discouraging things, and but you don't allow any of that to affect you. We live in a society like that. People are very quick to discourage. You say something, "I want to do this." "Kya hota? Aaj tak koi kara?" So you also feel, maybe I'm wrong, you know. But somebody who's focused on his goal, what does he say? "Aaj tak koi kara nahi kara se kya taluk hai?" For everything there is a first time. If nobody has done something till today, does it mean it cannot be done? No. All it means is it wasn't done till today. That's it. If I want to do it, I can still do it. Until the first person, you know, flew a plane, there was nobody had flown a plane before that. So for everything there is a first time. For everything there is a first time. So why should I listen to all this, you know, nonsensical talk about nobody has done? Nobody, who cares? Nobody has done. Nobody has done. That's their problem. I'm going to do. If it's the first time, I'm going to do the first time. But you stay with that. But that's what helps you do that is this visualization. Is the goal is so clear to me that nothing can distract me from the goal. That focus comes from the goal being real. focus comes from goal being real. Even with our children, you tell them, you know, you should study hard because then you will succeed. What is that? Do you think the child understands what's the meaning of success? He doesn't know. I don't think even you know what is the meaning of success when you're talking about work, when you're talking to the child. Nothing. You're just making some motivational statement. Oh, you should will be successful. What successful? What does it mean, success? So unless they are able to visualize specifically what does it mean, here is what it means, then they get motivated to go to that. So visualization, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the Jannah or Nar real for us, so that we really wish for the Jannah and we work to make the Jannah a reality. And that we ask us protection from the fire and we do everything to save ourselves from the fire. And that's also the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Oh Allah, give me and make me do amal which take me close to the Jannah and save me from those amal which lead to the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rabbana.